Welcome to Nemland. I want to give you this cocoa ritual. We will experience a creative act of visualization with the intention of living our actions consciously through the unique essence of cocoa. Cocoa helps us reconnect with who we are and recognize our greatness and inner power. We are going to live a ritual of cult and pay tribute to our ancestors of the pre-Hispanic culture. The love and God's beverage nourishes the soul, lifts the spirit, and preserves health. Theobromine is one of the main properties of cocoa, which gives us that sensation of expansion and opening in the heart. Cocoa is vitality, energy, creativity, joy, and well-being. It has great natural benefits, vitamins and minerals that nourish and radiate beauty, even hydrate and moisturize the skin. Cocoa works mainly in the heart. At an energetic level, it allows us to create a connection with our creativity. It is a plant that has gifts, and on a physical level, it is a medicine. It increases blood flow, accelerates heart rate, helps clean veins and arteries. It is a superfood. It has magnesium, iron, and lots of minerals. From this very special place and connection with all of that wisdom, we are going to start our creative visualization. Appreciate each of your senses, which we often take for granted and forget to thank. The beauty that your eyes see, the delights that your palate tastes, the music you listen to, the textures you touch, and the aromas, the smell of the sea with grass, the breeze, and the morning coffee. Allow yourself to reconnect daily with that sensitivity to enjoy every experience fully. So now, I sit comfortably with a straight back. I close my eyes, inhale, and exhale through my nose. I breathe and pay attention to the air moving in and out of my lungs at a calm rhythm, allowing myself to release any tension and relax. I reconnect with my divinity, with that supreme and loving energy. I imagine a light of a compassionate color, and that light enters my heart, surrounds me, repairs me, fills me with peace, blesses me with evolution and progress, embraces me and holds me. I enjoy that unconditional love. I feel it as a part of me. Now I see myself without judgment, with compassion, with forgiveness, with love, and I radiate it towards myself and towards others. I pay attention to my breathing, and I enter more and more into inner silence. I breathe in and out. Think of something that I'm grateful for in my life, and I realize I always have something to be grateful for, and I focus on that. I inhale gratitude, and I exhale gratitude. Love and gratitude are the strongest emotions flowing through me. My heart, in the middle of my chest, is the center of love and gratitude. That is where my divinity is anchored. When I inhale, every part and every cell of my body illuminates, and I am flooded with my sacred energy. When I exhale, I radiate that light that expands with every thought of all the good things I am grateful for. I inhale, exhale. Heart and brain are in synchrony and coherence. They breathe together, creating more and more peace, more and more gratitude. I visualize each organ of my body smiling, an inner smile. I feel how my body relaxes in a wide smile. I thank all my organs and all my cells. I am filled with love and gratitude. I expand and open myself with a smile. And so I recover joy and sympathy. I free myself from all fears. From this state of gratitude, I intend the life I want, with a healthy and strong body. I am that person I'll always wanted to be. I feel it and I manifest it here and now. I am loving being with myself and with others. I am an abundant, fulfilled, unlimited being. I feel empowered for my divinity and I feel grateful. Now, I begin to visualize with intention the life I want today. What are my dreams and desires? No matter how they manifest, I just see the image as if it has already happened. How do I feel now that I achieved it? Observe the images like a positive film of your future life. Pay attention to every aspect. My body, my health, my finances, my love life, my friendships, my business, my dreams. I realize that I can always be and be better, and I accompany those images with a feeling of gratitude in my heart. Those images of life that I'm designing, they are my creative powers, manifesting themselves. I feel them and I give thanks. While I observe and contemplate all that, I enjoy the state that I'm in, where I feel that I have already achieved my desires. And I feel peace, faith. I receive it all, and it stays with me. I know that no matter what happens, I will always get through it, because my mind is trained to see the good. I am my own teacher, and I direct my thoughts towards gratitude. When I am in a state of consciousness and a state of gratitude, the universe conspires to give me beautiful moments. Gratitude makes me smile whenever I am and increases my blessings. Thank you because it is done, because it has been created, and then I release it. It doesn't matter how long it takes or how it happens, because I am ready. I prepare myself to act, and I appreciate knowing that timing will be perfect, because it belongs to me, it will find me. A deep confidence fills me because it's already done. I've created it in my mind, therefore it already exists. My divinity calls me to fulfillment, and my creativity reconnects with me, with my true essence, allowing me to value who I am and how my essence shines. Now, I choose a word that defines how I conclude this moment of consciousness and connection. And with that thought, I embrace the awareness to act. I prepare myself to return. I reconnect with my body, with my breath. And when I feel ready, I inhale and exhale, returning to my new reality, to my new life, to the life where I become the person I want to be, and I feel fulfilled. This is who I am. Here I am. Inhale and exhale. And you open your eyes, ready to act on your new self. Thank you, because it is done. We give as an offering all that we have just received during this experience, and we are ready to enjoy the celebration. From this space that we have created of fullness and in this consciousness, you are ready to try that food of the gods.